This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole, and one of the most anticipated art shows of the year, at least in our listening area here, it's finally arrived, the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance DVAA Art in Sixes, a small works exhibition. Joining us to tell us all about this wonderful exhibition that starts this weekend is Gallery Director Rocky Pinciotti and Delaware Valley Arts Alliance's newest Gallery Director, Chrissy Smith. Thank you for joining us. How are you both? How are you doing, Rocky?
We're doing good. It Sixes has finally arrived.
Oh, my goodness. Another one. Hey, Chrissy, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
We got both of you here. So how long has Art in Sixes been going on?
When I became the gallery director 16 years ago now.
My goodness.
I started in the summer of 2005, and that end of that year is when I came up with this idea of an annual small work show, and we all, Elaine and everyone kind of back in the day, decided, I don't know how we came up with six, but we picked Art in Sixes, no bigger than 6 inches in any direction, not including the frame or a pedestal or a stand or something. And so that's 16 years ago, so 2005 it began.
So, and how much has it grown? I remember talking last year about this, and it was just this massive amount of submissions.
I don't know how many artists we had that very first year. I know we were like tickled pink because I think we got up to 99 pieces that very first year. Every year, and it's grown every year since then, progressively grown, maybe, you know, by a few, maybe by a lot. Last year, I think we had 630-some pieces hanging on the wall by 172 artists. Now, with COVID, it's down a little bit this year, but we've rearranged the show, and this year we have 508 works on the wall by 160 artists, which is...
That's still huge.
Yes, it is a giant art community event.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's not just a giant local art exhibit. It is a happening. It is an event. Chrissy, usually the opening for this event draws a lot of people, but I'm sure that's not going to happen this year. How are you handling the crowd or diverting it in this case?
So we made the decision, typically there's a opening reception which is reserved for donors and sponsors and also the artists who participated in the show, and that's kind of a somewhat private event that kicks off the opening of the show. So this year, in place of that, because obviously it's just too much to have 100-plus people in the DVAA right now, so what we've done is we've done timed reservations. We're only letting in 10 people to see the show at a time, and they're in these little increments of 30 minutes. So you have 30 minutes to go through, and, you know, I mean, we're not barking down anybody's neck, but you come, you arrive at your reserved time, we have a list, you get to sanitize your hands, everyone will be wearing masks, and they'll be distanced, and we've actually arranged the art on 2 floors this year so that there's a lot more room for those 10 people to spread out and enjoy the work.
And where are the artists in this? Are they on hand when those 10 people come in, or are they counted among the 10?
They're counted among the 10, so the artists can make a reservation themselves as well and come see the work. The show opened today at 11 a.m., and we had a lot of the artists come through and have a look, and it's going to be running tomorrow and Sunday. Again, this weekend is just by reservation only. You'll have to go, starting tomorrow, you can go to the DVAA website, and you can just, for free, you can click on a link, make your reservation for your 30-minute time slot, and come check out the show. And then after this weekend, it's going to be open just during our general exhibition hours, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday from 11 to 4, and then Friday and Saturday from 11 to 6.
Ah, okay. You know, what are the goals of this exhibit? Rocky, what do you want to accomplish with this, and do those goals change at all in a crazy nutso year like this?
Well, I like to say this show, you know, the DVA is to exhibit there we have a juried process, and throughout the year we have a dozen, 14 solo or curated shows in the gallery. With that said, there's always many people who apply that, you know, that don't get in. We get hundreds of applications for, you know, 14 slots. So the group show, this big group show, this very inclusive, was sort of my way of going, my way of saying, you know, everyone can participate. And if we do it in the right way and the artists understand, then it becomes one big, you know, it's the whole thing is one big art piece, and by the time it gets up on the wall and you can see it. And to me, not to get too mushy about it, but to me, you know, being an artist and working with all these artists throughout all these years, to me this is sort of, you know, my way of giving back to the artist, and it's sort of a love letter to the artist that we can all get together, you know, at this point. And in the same way, the artists are giving back all this love, all this artwork, you know, to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance. It's the time of year where, you know, a lot of the artists you know, they rejoin, they sign up and for their membership if they want. It's a good time to sign up for their membership. So everybody's giving back in a sense. And the other thing too is that the small art is very affordable. And what happened over the years, because it's become such an iconic show, is that we have people, you know, chomping on the bit to get in there to buy a piece for the holiday. Don't forget, you know, buying art, you know, supports these artists, and especially in these challenging times now, you know, the prices are very reasonable. You can get a very lovely piece of art, and maybe there's an artist that you really love, but they make big giant paintings and everything else, and when they participate in the show, you can get sort of a little mini version for your house. I tell the story that a lot of people, if I go to somebody's house over in the corner, I'll see on one wall of their house, they have their own little Art and Sixes sort of show going on, you know. Or so if I visit artists, I do studio visits throughout the 16 years, I'll see a little table off to the side, and they're working on, you know, their Art and Sixes for the end of the year. So it's a big community celebration. That was the idea. I meet a lot of new artists. The gallery is exposed to a lot of people that, a lot of artists in the area and beyond, that then we get to talk to and say, well, you know, maybe you should apply for a show. Or even just people who, you know, I have a couple of people that, you know, they're not into big art shows. They just make beautiful little art pieces, and they put them in this show, and people can really buy these incredible gems.
So it sounds like, to me, what you're saying is that this is a democratizing art event, both in terms of how people get into it and the opportunity for people to get art out of it. It democratizes both ends of the art exhibition process.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Chrissy, are you familiar with Art and Sixes? You're new as a gallery director, but did you see last year's Art and Sixes?
Yeah, I did. I saw last year's and the year before. And so I was familiar with the show. And so in terms of taking over for Rocky, it was a really great show to sort of cut my teeth on, because it's a really big one. And so I got to practice all different aspects of what it is to load in a show and prepare for a show at the DVAA. So it was a good training ground for me. And I echo exactly what you're both saying. It's a really egalitarian show where you can have someone who's maybe a first-time participant who just heard about it recently, decided to give it a shot, make a piece of work, and those pieces are completely beautiful, and then that could be right next to someone who's a lot more seasoned and has shown in several galleries. So it's really nice just kind of having it all come together in that way and celebrating that.
And somebody might have heard about this for years and years, and yet somehow has gone 16 years without getting anything in on time. But maybe maybe next year I'll do something. I don't know.
We would love that. I mean, and I encourage throughout the whole years, you know, I encourage people. I meet people, you know, and, you know, you have artists come into a cultural center like that to see what's happening, even if they're visitors. And, you know, and I always say, are you an artist? And, you know, and they say, yeah. And I said, well, have you heard of Art and Sixes? And throughout the whole year, as the year goes on, as I meet people that walk through the door, you know, I encourage, you know, people. And I've had people come in with, you know, poetry pieces and all kinds of interesting things throughout the years. And I want to say that, you know, last year we had, you know, we have a few more, really only 10 or 12 less artists in the program that we did last year, but we have about 30-ish new people that their names I've never seen before. So that's also a big part of Art and Sixes at the end of the year, is it's a really good way to get creative people at this creative center in Narrowsburg.
Wow. And so, Chrissy, if somebody looking ahead to next year, if they're thinking of maybe submitting something and hadn't before, what are some tips? What should people keep in mind?
Well, I think the main thing is just the directives around the size of the work. You know, it's 6x6, and with the frame included, I believe, Rocky, you could correct me, but I think it can go up to 9.5, 10 inches with the frame included. And so that's really it. I mean, there's not a lot of rules, which, again, I think keeps it really democratic. It lets people play. It lets people try new things. We have some pieces that are ceramics, sculpture, you know, 3D objects. Those will be upstairs in the loft gallery. And so, you know, it's not just painting or drawing either. And so, yeah, I would say there's hardly any rules except for the size.
So, yeah, and it's such, like you say, it's such a broad concept. There's so much variety that gets in there, yet the basic constraints lend it a certain, I won't say uniformity, but rhythm, you know, like something that really links it all together.
That is exactly it. There's no uniformity because everybody does something different. And if you've been in the show before, if you've seen the show, you know, some people I have a lot of artists this year of, you know, I don't know if it's because of COVID or a handful of artists who I will, okay, I know their piece, and then I go, who is this? And it's someone that I know doing something completely different. But that uniformity of size, especially laying the galleries out in a grid form, which Phyllis Billick and I sort of came up with a number of years ago, helps in hanging that many pieces, but also it helps in organizing the pieces and makes it a really beautiful sort of viewing experience.
That's great. All right, let's just remind folks one more time. So this is already open, but people should reserve times, at least on this initial weekend.
If you want to come this weekend, this opening weekend, you should visit the DVAA's website, which is DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org. And there you'll have a free link where you can sign up. Starting tomorrow morning, you can sign up for a 30-minute time slot. After this weekend, we're just going to have the show open during our regular exhibition hours, and those hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday from 11 to 4, and then Friday and Saturday we're open 11 to 6. So at that point, basically after this weekend, you can swing by during those times at whatever's convenient, and you can come through. We'll still be capping admissions at 10 people in the building at once.
And that's going through to December 23rd?
That's correct.
Great. All right. Well, Chrissy Smith, Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And Rocky Pinciani, Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, thank you for joining us tonight. And congratulations to you both on doing this.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Have a good night and enjoy the weekend.
You too.
This is Radio Catskill, and we're your community radio station. And remember, the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, they're at DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org, and all the information for Art and Sixes. Open this morning, and this is the opening weekend for Art and Sixes. DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org. All the info's up there. This is Radio Catskill. We're WJFF. Don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, it's the mixtape with Jason Tuga going into Rare Pair Radio with Cassie Carlson. Low Stakes with John F. The Deep End with Jeff Loeffler. Phenomenal mix of music, local music shows coming your way. Stay tuned.